Easy.
Can I help you?
Hey, what's up? This is Eric Wright. How you doing?
Hello, how can I help you?
This is Eric Wright. Who's this? Who am I talking to?
This is Michael.
Michael?
Uh-huh.
Do you take special orders ahead of time so I could spend as little time as possible inside the store? It's a large order, and I can secure it with a credit card.
Well, usually we used to, like, do it, like, with the credit card. Like, you know, we could take the credit card number and everything.
Right.
But now our systems don't work like that no more.
They don't take credit cards anymore? Oh,
like, not, shit. Like, with the number you would tell us, and we'll put it in and everything.
No.
Now we can't work like that anymore because, I guess, previous incidents or anything. So
there was an incident.
Like, in large orders, we'll have somebody come and, you know, basically give, like, you know, a deposit, and then from there, you know, we'll work from there.
I saw on 2020 where a man called to order the pizza. Not your place, but a man called to order a pizza, and they took his credit card numbers, and they wrote them down with all the codes and everything. And then the next thing he knew, they cleaned him out for everything and his benefits, and they had him dishonorably discharged from the army and everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
So yeah, like, well, that's probably experience that, you know, they happen, but we usually don't do that. So if you'd like to come in, we'll be more than happy to, you know, take your deposit and take your order and...
But what kind of people, is it, are there dirty people that come in?
No, I'm just saying so we could prevent, you know, any of that or anything. You're not.
Yeah, but you see.
Do that, but I'm just saying, like, that's how we take it now.
The reason why I want to do it over the phone is because when I come in.
It's because.
I don't like to touch the counters or the doors or anything. I wore a surgical mask that. It's the same surgical mask that I've been wearing for 2 years, and it's probably having no effect. But I come in, and I would like, you know, sanitary conditions. But what type of people come in? Are they affluent people? Do some of them look like they don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom?
Well, you know, I can't tell you what other people do. We just serve our customers to our best of our ability, so, you know, we have our sanitary issues here, and we have bulletproof glass, so, you know, it's all up to you whether you want to take it how you take
Wait,
it.
Wait, you have bulletproof glass?
Yes, we do, so...
Even at the front?
Yes, we do.
So how do you get the food?
Through an exchange window.
Hey, man, is that because you guys are in Compton that you have bulletproof glass, like in a bank?
Well, not probably because of the area and because of our employee safety. So basically, we just safeguarded and
man,
that's it.
Is it really that bad in Compton? For real? Like, I always heard, yo, you know, Dr. Dre and this. And I was like, hey, it's not really like that, you know.
Well, it's just a stereotype that people would put out there. So, you know, basically, you know.
Well, there's some stupid,
right here, so, you know,
stupid white just, boys come in, they're starting problems then, right?
No, not really. It's, right. It's just, you know, however it goes, you know, we just are here for our safety. That's why we have safeguards. So
would you eat a chicken meal on the floor of the restaurant? Be honest.
Well, no, everybody's walking, so why would you want to eat off the ground?
Well, let's say after closing, you had set aside a nice chicken meal, and then everybody closed, and then everything was broke down, everything. And would you sit down and eat the chicken meal off the floor of the common area of the floor? Would you feel confident that you would do that and feel okay?
Sir, we're really, really off topic right now, so, you know, I'm here to help you as, you
well,
know,
listen,
as far as, you know, this
Hermano,
chicken and everything.
Hermano, look. Why I ask is because if the place isn't clean that the employee wouldn't eat off the floor, my dad always said, you know what, forget it. So you tell me, are you confident, do you people have a clean restaurant? Is it clean?
Yeah, we have a clean restaurant.
So would you eat off the floor if it's so clean? Would you eat off the floor?
Sir, that's way off topic. I'm
yes or no?
I'm here to serve you, so you know.
Please, with me.
Sorry, but you know, I'm going to have to hang up because, you know, we're not talking about orders and what we have to do here, okay? Okay, you asked me.
I want to come.
Place a large order through a credit card, and I let you know already.
Hermano.
So, you know, I'm letting you know that we're off topic, and you know, stop calling me hermano, because you know,
hermano.
I talk English, and that's all.
Brother, okay, brother.
Well, have a nice day, okay?
Please just answer the question. It's important. Damn.